This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Old School House Art Gallery just had their annual general meeting. I caught up with member Kristen Schofield-Sweet to find out updates on the gallery. So you just had an annual general meeting for the Old School House Art Gallery, is that right?
It's true. It was our second. We just recently are a society, obviously, so 2 years. Yeah, and it was very well attended. We were really pleased. But just start off with a few numbers. This is the first time, and we're thrilled to announce that we have 95 members. We've never had so many on the island, and maybe some are off island, but that's a huge measure of the community arts enthusiasm. And just an interesting comparison, in 2022, which was, of course, the end of COVID, and we were still limiting our shows and limiting the people who came into the gallery at any one time. In 2022, we had 670 visitors for 5 shows. And this year, for 2023, we had 1,080 visitors for 7 shows. And another interesting statistic, and I hope it's a trend, because we had 2 group show applications that involved a fair number of island artists, we actually were able to exhibit 15 artists this last 2023 season, which is also a record. Not counting the 21 artists we had who showed in the member show. At every level, in terms of proposals and membership contributions and just coming out and enjoying art. It was just a great year.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. Cool.
So those numbers this season actually reflect the pre-COVID participation. So it's wonderful to be able to say, I think the gallery's back. And it was great to be able to report that to our membership and say it looks good. Numbers are up, people are coming, lots of shows, lots of enthusiasm.
Great. Oh, that's an awesome update. So what came out of the AGM just as far as any future plans for this fall and winter? I know the last time that we spoke, you were actually filling me in on this amazing educational program that you were doing in the off season. What's the update on that?
I think that's what I spent most of my time reporting on in the AGM, the art school, that indeed we had 3 classes titled Drawing from Nature, and then 2 classes of color theory, and then after a pause, 8 classes titled The Art of Painting Flowers with Watercolor Pencils. And all of those sessions had full class registration. In fact, all of them had waiting lists. We had 29 students in person. And we also, for the first time, and it was very much a steep learning curve that's probably beyond my pay grade, but we also had 6 video students. And we recorded 4 of the painting flowers sessions as videos, trying to learn how does this work and what kind of effort and gigabytes and technology and equipment do we need. And so some tremendous amount of education happened there. Just in brief, some of the really remarkable successes of that fall class, those series of classes, were just the enthusiasm of the students and the community in general. I think that we were shown over and over again that the community is really looking for arts education in lots of different forms, and not just fine arts teaching. There was a wonderful, wow, finally, at last, okay. It does seem an excellent community fit with the purpose of the gallery, that we both feature and encourage and enhance island artists and support for community arts. And I think that there's probably a really deep well of engagement and participation in terms of arts education on the island. We did talk briefly at the AGM about what's next. There is some considerable enthusiasm for community art forums and panels and artists just coming together with their work to have a critique, to have a conversation about what are you doing and where are your ideas coming from and have you tried this material and how did you come up with that solution? Those kinds of conversations, I think, are a very core experience for studio artists who often are working in isolation. And so the ability to come together with folks who share your vocabulary, not necessarily your material, but certainly your vocabulary, and who come together to just talk about what's going on. So there was definitely some support for that. We are anticipating, although I can't give out details yet, there will be several art education classes this fall in October. We're also looking at how viable it would be to teach courses away from the gallery until we can manage our heat better in the winter. There are some other venues on the island, particularly at the south end, that I think would be quite attractive to folks who live and produce art in the Mansons area. So those were all things that were talked about, and they are definitely in the works, but we're just now contacting instructors and ideas and looking at what might happen. We did receive a grant last year for the art school, and we did split it in two parts, one for the fall of 2020 and the other half for 2023, so we could collect as much information as we could before the Gallery Society Board sits down and says, okay, what did we learn here? And you know, what kind of community support do we have? And what's our sort of student pool? And what are the challenges? And so we are anticipating several more classes in October. So definitely encourage those who are listening and watching to keep watching Tidelines. They'll show up there first and then on Facebook and Instagram, but there's definitely something coming.
Awesome. What did you say the grant was that you got to run those courses?
I believe it was, I'm hoping I'm not misspeaking, I believe it was a grant in aid from the SRD through the foundation, and it was a grant specifically for art education in the community through the gallery, and it was what we used in part to support the video experience, the art classes, the materials that we taught last fall. And the rest of the money is then earmarked for some different versions of art education this fall. Okay. And by different versions, specifically, the courses that I taught were very fine art school oriented. That's my background. I taught for a number of years at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. So that's my orientation. But we also would very much like to try and eventually develop a curriculum that focuses on craft, on fabric, on three-dimensional work, on various kinds of theories that aren't just art school. That's why we split it, so we could create some different kinds of programming this fall and then look at our numbers, our enrollments, our successes and failures and challenges to see what's best to start working with going forward.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.